Final Curtain by Nio Marsh. The book's dedication reads, "For Joan and Cecil with my love." Chapter 1. Siege of Troy. "Considered severally," said Troy, coming angrily into the studio, "a carbuncle, a month's furlough, and a husband returning from the Antipodes doesn't sound like the ingredients for a hell brew. Collectively, they amount to precisely that." Catty Bostock stepped heavily back from her easel, screwed up her eyes, and, squinting dispassionately at her work, said, "Why?" "They've telephoned from CI. Rory's on his way. He'll probably get here in about 3 weeks, by which time I shall have returned, cured of my carbuncle, to the girls in the back room." "At least," said Miss Bostock, scowling hideously at her work, "he won't have to face the carbuncle, there is that." "It's on my hip. I know that, you owl." "Well, but, Catty," Troy argued, standing beside her friend, "you will allow and must admit it's a stinker." "You are going it," she added, squinting at Miss Bostock's canvas. "You'll have to move into the London flat a bit earlier, that's all." "But if only the carbuncle and Rory and my leave had come together, well, the carbuncle a bit earlier, certainly, we'd have had a fortnight down here together. The AC promised us that. Rory's letters have been full of it. It is tough, Catty, you can't deny it. And if you so much as look like saying there are worse things in Europe—" all right," said Miss Bostock pacifically. "I was only going to point out that it's reasonably lucky your particular back room and Roderick's job both happened to be in London. Look for the silver lining, dear," she added unkindly. "What's that letter you keep taking in and out of your—"